Tanjimar Council is opting to spend another $170,000 a year in order to hire one more RCMP officer to help patrol the Tanjimar municipality. Councillors voted last night to amend a staff motion to hire three additional officers, instead bumping it to four more officers for a new Tanjimar municipal complement. The current number of officers allotted to the former town of Sackville is 10, and the rest of the municipality is covered under a provincial agreement. Since 2022, the geographic size of the new municipality is nearly 10 times the size of the former town, and the population has increased by nearly 3,000 people. The recommendation for 13 officers was based on an analysis from the RCMP themselves, based on increases in population and geographic area caused by amalgamation, as well as current workload. Representatives from the New Brunswick RCMP joined the meeting on Tuesday via teleconference. Stacey Barrett is the manager of business intelligence for J Division and explained the cop-to-pop number, one way to measure police intensity in a region.
Cop-to-pop was one of the main methodologies that we used. So it's how many police officers per 1,000 population. Tanjimar currently is sitting at about a 1.1. We looked to see how many regular members it would take to get to 1.2 and 1.5, which 1.5 is where we're striving for as a province. So the calculations were done. For Tanjimar, you're currently at 10. To get to 1.2 cop to pop, it would be 11, so an increase of 1. And to get to 1.5, it would be 14, so an increase of 4.
Although the current cop to pop for Tanjimar is 1.1, that calculation uses the new population of the municipality and the number of officers contracted for the former town. In the former town, the cop-to-pop was much higher, sitting around 1.64. But the Sackville detachment is made up of more than just officers under municipal contract. There's also a complement funded by the PPSA, Provincial Police Services Agreement. Contributions to the PPSA is how the former village of Dorchester and local service districts helped pay for policing. Currently, there's 23 officers in total working out of the Sackville detachment, even though only 8.5 full-time positions are technically filled under the town's municipal agreement. Treasurer Michael Beale told councillors that the last bill from the RCMP was for less than 8 officers due to vacancies. Considering those vacancies, the chances of filling 4 new positions in the detachment in 2024 was discussed a few times on Tuesday night. Dan Austin is the district commander for the Southeast District RCMP. He answered a question from Councillor Michael Tower about the potential for filling 4 new spots on the force.
I guess the short answer is, if the funding was put in place, the position created, it would depend on the availability to fill that with a member from either existing within the division or having, say, a cadet come in. So it would depend on the manpower availability. And to be right up in front with council, we are still having challenges in getting our cadets into depot in Regina. The situation is improving, as you know, every day it's getting a little easier, but we're not quite to where we were before the pandemic with the numbers going through. But I'd be confident to say that if council supported the initiative, we would do our utmost to make sure those were staffed in a timely manner, given the current situation with the intake of cadets or availability of current members within the RCMP to fill those positions.
Austin also told council that while the contracts determine how many officers are in the detachment, the officers don't take calls according to MPSA or PPSA complements, but rather share the workload. The RCMP has also told Michael Beale they will not reduce the number of PPSA officers while increasing the Tanjimar complement. Rather, the new officers added will represent truly new positions at the detachment. Treasurer Michael Beale urged council to accept the RCMP recommendation for a 13-officer complement for Tanjimar, noting that the increase of another position would mean possibly overspending on the budget if the RCMP were actually able to hire a 14th officer. Beale suggested council wait to consider the issue for the 2025 budget.
Now, 13 is what is included in the budget. So I know there's been some conversations here talking about 14. So if 14 was the number, that would be result in potentially up to another $170,000 in expenses for Tanjimar. 1 cent on the tax rate for all of Tanjimar is approximately $111,000. So just do some quick math. It's about a cent and a half difference. Now, it's more than financial. There's also the issue that, as we've discussed and has been presented in my council reports in the past, RCMP are not at full complement for 10 at this stage. The last bill was right around 8. It was actually less than 8. So even to get to 13 will be a challenge. You heard that tonight. So 13 is what is in the budget. We can look at that again in future years. Therefore, my recommendation would be that we move to 13. We give the RCMP time to fill those 13. If they have filled those 13 and still find they cannot undertake the services that they need to provide to Tanjimar, we could look at that again in a future budget year.
Councillor Matt Esterbrooks, along with most of council, ultimately disagreed with that strategy, opting to budget now for a 14-member complement. Here's his pitch to council last night.
I know the RCMP are the experts at determining how many officers we need, but at 1.4 and them not including student numbers, I do know how much they're involved at Mount Allison. They did say they did take that into effect, but we have a lot of landmass, and students do put a drain on our services here. Not a drain, but they use the provided services. So I'm just wondering if council would have an appetite to increasing that to 14, knowing there's extra costs and potentially being able to, you know, absorb that somewhere else, maybe not paving as much of a street or without raising taxes, or maybe even with raising taxes. But I wanted to see what the appetite council was for an increase. So I would maybe propose to amend it to 14 and see if that goes.
Most councillors didn't speak to their position on Esterbrook's motion, though some expressed the difficulty of the decision. Here's Councillor Josh Gauguin.
I'm torn because I see the comments, and you see everyone's having pressures on policing right now all across the country. And while I agree that adding an extra police officer in the contract might help, but it's just, will it actually get fulfilled? That's my big concern. So if we're taking that and putting that money away for something, and then Mr. Beal said that something else would need to get cut. So if we're cutting, you know, a recreational service or a street that badly needs to be paved, like, you almost need to balance it.
In the end, Gauguin and most of his fellow councillors voted to add the extra police officer to the contract for 2024, with Councillor Alison Butcher the lone nay vote.